Penguin Random House Audio presents Deal Storming, the secret weapon that can solve your toughest sales challenges. This is the author, Tim Sanders. Dedication to my wife, Jacqueline, who fills my life with blue skies and sunny days. Introduction. Don't go down alone. It was a cold, overcast day in the fall of 1997. Stan Woodward, our new vice president of business services at AudioNet, which would later become Broadcast.com, was leading his first team meeting in our makeshift conference area. We huddled around him with keen interest, wondering what he was going to tell us. After all, he was a seasoned sales leader from the technology industry brought in by our founders, Mark Cuban and Todd Wagner, to take our revenue production to the next level. Stan spoke slowly as his right hand rubbed coins together in his pocket. When you see an opportunity for us to bill a lot of money and produce a happy customer, don't walk away from it if you get stuck, he said. Don't go down alone. Don't go down alone. Stan came from a world of multi-million dollar deals at startups like FiberMux and Ascend, where each sale was the difference between living to fight another day and folding. You can't give up on the good ones, he told us. When you're stuck, look for help. Even people who don't commission on the deal are here to help you, especially those who will deliver your promises. Don't just rely on your sales manager for all the solutions. Go wide if you have to. He repeated, don't go down alone. Gather a team, put your brains together, and make it rain. At that moment, two concepts collided in the front of my mind. To solve the tough must-win sale, Stan was telling us to combine two distinct practices that had long been thought of as separate arenas, especially in sales, deal-making and brainstorming. The former was a linear process requiring discipline. The latter was a freewheeling process that promoted lateral thinking. I thought, he's right. If we put these two approaches together, we can crack some tough cases. I remember leaning over and whispering to my coworker, cool beans, deal storming. Previously in my career, solving sales challenges meant opening a discussion with my manager, in which he reviewed my steps to make sure I had crossed every T and dotted every I. Often, it led to the directive to either make one more attempt to close, offer better terms, or give up and move on, because they aren't serious buyers. Stan's point was that we should take advantage of the collective intelligence of our coworkers to figure out how to get the must-do deal done. He recognized that big opportunities were scarce, and sometimes best practices and following a strict no-deviation process weren't good enough. Because AudioNet was a startup with an IPO in its near future, he knew that we'd have no problem convincing non-sales employees to come to our aid. I took his lead and began organizing what I coined deal storms to tackle high-difficulty sales opportunities. Leaning on my previous experience working in the personnel development department at Hughes Aircraft, where I facilitated cross-departmental meetings to improve quality at the plant, I designed a multidisciplinary approach to problem solving. I recruited fellow employees who either knew something about the prospect company or would be responsible for coding, programming, or participating in the broadcast if we won the deal. At first, I followed traditional brainstorming rules for the meetings. Go for a lot of ideas, build on each other's ideas, and then applied standard deal-making principles for follow-up. Define value, drive agreement. Over the next year, DealStorm breakthroughs led to webcasting deals with Harvard University management guru Tom Peters and Victoria's Secret. But in several cases, according to Stan Woodward, our DealStorming meetings were more like goat rodeos than structured problem-solving sessions. He accurately pointed out that a few of the key principles of brainstorming, wild ideas are encouraged, debate is discouraged, don't work well in business-to-business sales situations. Also, not all participants understood clearly their roles in the process we had designed. With his astute critiques in mind, I set out to define a repeatable
Sample complete. Ready to continue?